The fine line between art and activism. It's Art Talk on KCRW. In his seminal work, The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois wrote, quote, "To be a poor man is hard, but to be a poor race in a land of dollars is the very bottom of hardships," end quote. Those words were published more than a century ago, but they still resonate with Chicago-based artist Theaster Gates. So much so, in fact, that he's reinterpreted Du Bois' sociological studies through his art in the form of abstract color fields and geometric models. It's a new exhibit. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp went to check out at Regan Projects in Hollywood, and she's got her review this week for Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Welcome back. This sounds pretty fascinating. How exactly does Gates take something like empirical research, right, and transform it into art, those things that W.E.B. Du Bois had to say many, many years ago?
Well, he found all these charts and graphs that were created by Du Bois, and they would depict things like the amount of land that was owned by African Americans after the emancipation. This is after the Civil War. The amount of kitchen utensils that they had, the amount of furniture they had, marriage, all these details. And he charted them, plotted them, and Gates, Theaster Gates, found these documents, and he has slightly recreated them as paintings. But the paintings themselves look quite like standard geometric abstract paintings. And if you didn't know the backstory, you would just think, oh, that's what these are. So he's actually riffing on kind of modern art at the same time, but they have this very special content.
Gates is not known just as an artist, though, but he's also a prominent activist as well, particularly in his native home of Chicago. What is he known for doing? What is he acting out against or for?
Well, since 2009, he's done this extraordinary thing of taking over these abandoned houses in this area of Dorchester, a very run-down, poverty-ridden area. And he first installed a whole library of books that he bought from a closing bookstore to sort of have a library in that area. Then he bought the contents of a closing record store, and he put those in another abandoned house. And with, you know, friends and other artists, he renovated these really run-down houses. And then in the pièce de résistance, he, through the city of Detroit, bought a bank building, a 1923 bank building, for a dollar with the stipulation that he renovate it, which he did. And now it's an exhibition space. I mean, so he's really, his activism is his art, but he also still makes art.
Is it a natural movement, do you think, to go from activist to artist as well? Is that something that activists do sometimes, or is this unusual?
No, I think there's a whole through line of this throughout modern art history, and Joseph Beuys is very much, the German artist Joseph Beuys is famous for this. But the efficacy of what Gates has done has really grabbed the imagination of a lot of people. And it's great that he did all this, but the question now is, how does that translate into an actual painting, sculpture, or work of art that you see in a gallery like Regan Projects?
Do you have a favorite that you could maybe describe for us?
Well, there are a few things. One, I really love these long panels that look like gray, red, sort of monochrome panels of paint. And then you get up close and you realize they're pieces of wrapped fire hose. And the fire hose symbolism, of course, is specific to the civil rights era when, you know, protesters were hosed down by the authorities. And it continues to this day. But those have a lot of power. And then there are a number of other wonderful works. But there's also one video, and although I'm not really such a fan of artists throwing in a single video in an exhibition, this one is really effective. With the Black Monks of Mississippi playing on percussion and keyboard, he stands there and wails away singing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." And sometimes he sings it in a really soulful, meaningful way, and sometimes he sings it in kind of a poppy way, and sometimes he just sings it in a sarcastic, off-the-charts way. But whatever, it's so full of gusto and life, it just makes you feel optimistic, and you feel that about this whole show, that it has a sort of energy of optimism in it, and I really liked it.
It sounds like it touches pretty much every one of your senses, too. Interesting stuff. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, the Gates Show is called But to Be a Poor Race, on display through February 25th at Regan Projects over in Hollywood. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you.